Sehr geehrte Frau Sabi, Maria Kamil, so Pinter, sehr geehrte Frau Daniel, schön, dass Sie zu Frau. Okay, so we started last time, package J6, Kessel al Dovishen and Makabotumo. We said over the different shittas in the Sugi Mashtisa. We said over the Hidushe Haran. In the packet, in the supplement. Take a look in the supplement for a second. In the supplement packet 6, Kesel Dovashen Makabotuma. So, in other words, we have a concept that if something is found, something is a non-Makabotuma, so it doesn't have a din of Ksamim. So, L'chora, if something falls on the floor, on the ground is not Makabotuma. And what about on a binyan, mechubel karka.
I mean, what's the kabel tumas negayim? So if you think that it doesn't matter what kind, for the Ran it wouldn't matter at all, the chora, because he says the whole point is it mitam the wagon magamasa, whatever is or whatever nida, then it's if it's not, it's absolutely irrelevant. But if it is, could be. There it's a straw, maybe it could be a difference.
Oh, so in other words, what he's saying is that I'll translate. if it's al-gabia-karka, so then it's not a kavatuma. And a wall, this wall here, is also not a kavatuma because it's a part of the ground. But what about in Eretz Yisrael, where the homes in Eretz Yisrael and Kabbal Tumah is Negayim. If you hold like Tosis that Tumas Negayim is good enough, then it would be a problem. So if you take a look in the Sidrei Tara on the supplement page 1, Sefer Minchas Yaakov wrote supplement packet 6, page 1. Sefer Milchus Yaakov wrote from Hachmir. So he says that if it's at a binyan mechuber, it's in the Kabbal Tumas Negayim. So if you hold like those shittas that's enough. Then, but then he says, "Save a crazy place." The Cholak said, "The Blav Hachi Harazah." We saw the Balamor. If you Harashba B'Torah Sabayis Ha'Orach Cholak Alatosis. So right, he says that's not good enough. Tumas Negayim, and we explain why because the whole idea is that it should, like the Ran, at least it should be Kabbal Tumah Maga of Dam Nida. In other words, so it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's in a bias, it's not going to work in Chutzlar, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. For old In other words, it's not just a regular house. Like you need Eitzim, Avonim, V'Ofar. So that's not, has to be made in a certain way with wood and stone. Maybe this building is stone. This is real stone. Look outside. Stones, you see the stones there? This is a real building. Not these like modern buildings. This is like the old school. You see the bricks there? Psh, 1927. 1927. Yes.
Why is Israel? What makes them building Israel? Because
Because the whole Dikis of all, it's the Pasuk in the Torah.
Is it possible for a negative to appear in the Torah?
It's
So
a
he's in
Pasuk.
the walls.
But the din of Tumas Negayim is only, the Gebatim is only in Eretz Israel.
Not in July.
Yeah, Yerushalayim was Chalkal HaShvatim, that's a whole discussion.
So you'd have to know the borders.
Yeah. So he says, "Oh, come chilukim shetzarach etzim avodim off." So, and usually it's not going to be made like in the way of etzim avodim va'offer. And mutzav b'mesach is gam chay mashma v'pashkei shocharach chayin ein lahachmir. So therefore, he says that he, in most cases, in chutz laaretz, you're not going to have to be machmir because it's even there was not so partial that it. That the Tumas Negaim is good enough. But even if you want to say the Tumas Negaim is good enough, then there is a Sidrei Torah. Page 8 is a regular pattern. So what do we say? So we said yesterday, last time, if you, a woman would be wiping with a tissue, external wipe. So we saw many times ago the chesh of ha'efot, the paskin that's like a bedika. And you don't get, that's not called a kiss, right? But others disagree. But what if the following? What would you say if you're using, say, tissues? Let me say, if you're using tissues, she wipes with tissues, so the tissue is not mekabel tumah. Let's assume that over she'enu mekabel tumah is the tissue. So then it would be, and it wouldn't be a problem. But let's go a step further, and we'll see the people to talk about this. The discussion that some people have is, but if you have, the tissue is not mekabel tumah, right? So if she wipes herself with a tissue, tissue is not mekabel tumah, so then the whole gezeira doesn't apply. But the whole idea of kesem is that it's Matami the Beged, so therefore we want it to be Matami the person, because if we retire the person, will come to be Matami the Beged. But if a person is wiping themselves with a tissue, so the tissue is not Mekabel Tumah, right? But is the person Mekabel Tumah? I'm not talking about Tumah's needed to be Osir Baila. I'm talking about like mago masa of dam nida.
You're holding the tissue. The
woman's tissue wiping herself with a tissue, right? And lo and behold, is dam. So we normally assume that a tissue is not makabel tumah. So therefore, what tissue? So therefore,
tissue.
And therefore, the woman is also fine because there's no din kesem. And we explained, the Ran explains, because the only time there's a din kesem is when you don't want to be retire the beged shalokedin. So if we're going to retire the isha, we'll retire the beged. But if the beged's not matame anyway. But here, the beged's not, the tissue's not matame. But is the woman tame, not milabaila, but tum. We didn't. If a person, any man, woman, whoever, takes dam nida, say you have a tissue dam nida, and you pick up the tissue, so that's called what? Masa of dam nida. So would that be mitame?
Assuming it's still wet, and it's not dried up. In order for it to soak, it's dried up.
Sure. Well, I must say, when a woman normally is going to wipe herself, it's going to be wet. So the tissue is not mekabel tumah. But is the person being mekabel tumah of maga masa? Yes or no?
Yes. She already touched it.
What?
She already touched it before she even.
She didn't touch anything. The tissue.
No, before she used the tissue, it was on her.
Okay. It's a story, maybe.
But where did she find it? It was on the outside. She found it inside, and that's not even a guess. That's just on me, I know.
But when she wipes, she's now. She's carrying Damnida. True or not? Is she carrying Damnida? Yes. So why should it make a difference that the tissue is not mekabel tumah and therefore there's no dikasa? We should have to be metame the woman because we didn't the baila, because we're afraid if we won't metame the woman the baila, then we will hold that she's what? She didn't. If Matar Harmi didn't masak kesem, masak neither, did the same problem that the Ran had. So what difference does it make if the tissue is not mekabel tumah, but she's still holding it? And holding it means she's carrying it.
That wasn't the Gezeirah. Gezeirah was only the Gabi Tumas. The other one had the Gabi Tumas. That's one.
But it's the same Svara. Right. So look in the Sidre Tara. He says, Hizeh yotzer lanu chiddush din that the kaimelam b'dimtza kesem al davish ha'inu mekabel tumah d'lom gozu v'ha u'tahora b'kol mokim also davish ha'nimtza lanu kesem munach al gabi davar ha'mekabel tumah. Say it's leaning on something that is mekabel tumah, a kli or a person. Kaim she also davish ha'inu mekabel tumah munach al davar ha'mekabel tumah v'nitma mishum masa. In other words, the dam need is tummy, so the thing that it goes on is tummy. Shabhaki timu gam la isha. The alavha lokai maha. In Kenya, shloma duhuadin bididon didan. Came in the kli tachton tome mishum masa mishum hachi gozu nami al isha. So that's the Sidre Tara's chiddush. In other words, if once you say the svar of the Ran, so then even if the thing that dam need is falling on. But if it's being, but if there's a masa involved and it's going to be tumas masa, then we don't want to be that the tumas masa will be forgotten about. So therefore, we have to be mitaya the isha labayla. Because if not, we're gonna come to mitaya the tumas masa. That's the chiddush of the Sidre Tara. Wow. What do you say? Now, if you look now, page 9, okay, we should mention, you know, very sadly, yesterday, the Petira of Rabbi Feivel Cohen, Shlita, Zatzal. He's suddenly passed away yesterday morning. And he was wrote the Bali HaShulchan, and he was a big Tav Chacham. He was a, you know, he wrote these svarim. These svarim are like painstaking svarim. You know, like every single, like every single Obergon said, every Tuchman said, every detail. We go through every halacha, and every, like my friend from Rabbi Shri Goldberg from Baltimore pointed out, every Sidri Tara, every Prima Garden, every Chavaz Das, everything meticulously. You know, he used to, in other words, he's learning the whole day, in other words, to write such a sefer, such a meticulous type of sefer. He wrote it on, you know, Anida, Basam Cholov, and Taruvas, and other things. And it's a very meticulous sefer with a lot of Amelus Batorah.
The Ba'alei Shochan is kind of like a continuation of the Mishnah Berurah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that style. He didn't call it. There's someone else who called his sefer at Hilchas Nida, Big Talmud Chacham in Williamsburg, who called his sefer Mishnah Berurah HaChadosh, and everyone got upset and put it in Chayrim, and it was a whole big thing. So Revival Cohen didn't call his sefer Mishnah Berurah, so people didn't attack it. Well, then Fakir, they liked it. It was very well regarded. But you know, my father grew up in East New York, right near him. And in recent, he was a rav. He had a shul in Flappish, but then he decided to give that up and move to Lakewood and just continue learning, you know, writing this farm. And that's what he did. And it was a Talmud of Chaim Berliner Futner, and he wrote Bari HaShulchan. And Punkt, you know, it's that we're up to this. We don't do it every day at Bari HaShulchan, but Punkt today we're up to it. And the Shama should have an Aliyah, and it should be a Beilik Yosef for Klal Yisrael, because person's Omel Batoira, tremendous chuyos of Omel Batoira. Just learning Torah, but Omel Batoira. Every Nakuda, every point, you know, with such clarity and such Amelus. You know, it's a tremendous work. You know, the question, you have to paskin like everything he says, but that's not the godless is not how he paskined on any given shiloh. The godless is the omel, the amelus batorah. Yes, it could be other rabbanim could paskin differently on any given shiloh, but that's not where the godless lies. The godless lies in the meticulousness and the amelus that he had, you know. That's why he really didn't want to go into the Rabbanis so much. I mean, they wanted him, so he made a deal that he, you know, it couldn't bother him at all. You know what I mean? Whatever the deal was, but and then he decided to, you know, stop the Rabbanis and just continue just learning. You know, Malayla, he moved to Lakewood. And, story. He's a Frau Baruch. It's a, you know, a person's Amal Batara is a tremendous schus, tremendous schus of himself, and tremendous schus for the door. So in Shemayim, he should be a Melech Yosef for Klal Yisrael. And you should learn about the Hashivas of a Melech Batara. You know, people today like to do like quickly, chop, plop, you know. And I told you what Rav Avad Yosef used to say when he came. Well, he used to say, Al derech halatz on the pasuk, Ani amarti b'chovzi, kol ha'odom kozev. That if you learn too much b'chipozim, then you're going to get the wrong shot, kol ha'odom kozev. So, but he was the opposite of b'chovzi. He learned very meticulously. So in the Biurim here, page 9, he says, "Dovishenim kamatumik is kosev hasidre tara." So he quotes the sidre tara. "Ve'ein lahakshoshim nimtza kesem al dovishenim kamatumah amuna puklim kamatumah tmei hol v'adam tamik kli tamik." Picture of a minchas chinuch. So that's what the sidre tara says. If you would have a tissue on top of a plate, so then it's Then and there's a kesem there, so then it should the tamei the isha. The Rav Yishanim leka tumas masa, but so the Mitzvah Chinuch doesn't like this point because it could be there's no tumas masa by Caleb. Tumas Masi means when a person usually is carrying something. He's carrying damnita. He's not touching the damnita, but he's carrying the damnita. He's carrying the tissue and the dam on the tissue, but he's not touching the dam. But here, the kli is, so to speak, the tissue's on a kli, so maybe there's no din masa by a kli, maybe only masa by a person. The rov harishonu leka tumas masa became omnam al igad varv lo nechla. So the mechas chinex, Rafael Cohen is pointing out that the mechas chinex nekuda is just on the application to masa by kli. But if it would be a person who's carrying the tissue and there's damnida on that, then there would be the mechaskina would agree to that. I'm no eager to have low nefla from mechaskina. And now, so what I told you before, this application about the wiping I got from the Bible Collins piece right now that we're going to say over right now. It says nafkamina, but adam hamachzik biyado dover she'ena mekabel tuma. Say a person's holding on to something that's not mekabel tuma. V'nimsa olav kesem, the be'odam ikeshaper tumas masa. By an adam, there's tumas masa. By ishem tumei bekaygavim shum kesem. Ayn shom b'sidur tara shotzi kein imashmaos haran b'chidushov. Omnam b'div rechas. So that should be a problem. So then the whole idea of a woman wiping herself with a tissue, and therefore there won't be a din kesem, should fall down the drain, because there still should be a din masa on the person, and therefore once there's a din masa on the person, so then we have to be matame the person labailo also. Because if we don't, then people will come to be, say, there's no masa. But he wants to say that you see from the Chasam Sofer wasn't choshish for this. Why? If a woman's doing a bedika with a bedika cloth that wasn't checked to see that it was clean beforehand. In other words, say it's something that's not mekabel tumah, where she's doing the bedikah with. Kli das sidrei tara, right? So if it's not mekabel tumah, and she's, so then maybe shouldn't be any halacha of kesem. But according to the sidrei tara, there's no nafkamina. Kiva she makzika eid biyada, but no sidam nida. Hagam the yish ladak gam. May Hagraz, who's the Graz? Shukran Harav, Hagon Rav Salman, Shneir Salman. Bekutchus Achron, Shemukhuf Pekimo. Shokhiach Dali De Bedika Havale Chashasha Doraisa. Avgav Shi Svur Shalor Hagish, Vitam Svur, he Hagash's aid. Nimokin Lam and Nizmas Klau, him Shika Bedika, he Tetzem and Geffen. Shainu Makabal Tumas, she used to be doing a bedika with cotton that's not mekabel tumah. So he discusses that the cotton's not mekabel tumah. So he says there must be that it's a bedika is a daraisa. Because if it would be mekabot, dimokim lamed and meis klal came sheikar habadiki b'tzem agef and sheinim mekabot tumah and sham. If he does a sidur tara, it's not much itameya machmas masa hadam. In other words, the Chasam Sofer says that if a woman that a bedik is the raisa, the Chasam Sofer says, right? Because they used to do bedikas with cotton. So something that's made out of cotton, it's not mekabel tumah. But according to the sidrei tara, fidas the sidrei no shomish tumah machmas masa adam. Right. So again, so the fact that the Chasam Sofer says that a Badika Be'ej Eid Abodok Nechasha Eid Eid Mekabal Tumu, he discusses that. What's the din of Eid Eid Abodok? He usually has a din of a Kesem. But it's not Mekabal Tumu. So what's the din? According to the Sidrei Torah, it shouldn't make a difference because so what that it's not Mekabel Tumah. So that's what he proves from the Chasam Sofer. The fact that the Chasam Sofer discusses the concept of an aid that's a bedikah cloth. An aid is a bedikah cloth that wasn't baduk and she used it, and that has a din of a kesem because it's ate a baduk. So then, but it wasn't a makabel tumah. So that was the whole discussion. But who had cares it wasn't a makabel tumah? But the woman's holding on to it. So according to the svara of the Sidrei Torah, it shouldn't make a difference. So the fact that the Chasam Sofer is still discussing this, obviously, he shows that he doesn't hold from the Sidrei Torah, and he treats it like something that's not Mekabel Tumah. And the same thing by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is another raya, because he says a bedikah is the raisa, this is hargasha, or safek hargasha. Because if a bedikah would be the raisa, so then the bedikah cloths were usually made out of cotton. It's not Mekabel Tumah. So bedikah must be a daraisa, or else why would it? But according to the Sidrei Torah, he taught me anyway. Machmas the dam, the masa dam. And then he says, furthermore, if he does a Sidratari, you should not be if he does a Sidratari, you should not be a Shikshe Paprideya. She begins from Dovashain and Makabal Tuba, she to me of Hikshe Prideya, and I begin to imbo Ella Tubas Kesem. So he says that if you kill this a Tumas Kesem, but according to Sidrei Torah, it shouldn't make a difference because the person that's Mekabel Tumah is holding on to it. So you see that the general consensus was not like this, the Sidrei Torah. So then you have to say what I think Rabbi Borgen was saying, that Lameisa, you have to say it was sort of like a low plug, that they only made the din on the thing that's directly. Even though if you work with the logic, it should follow that even though the tissue is not become a tumor, but the person who's holding onto the tissue that has the dam nida on it is become a tumor, so then Pashas is that therefore we don't accept this whole Sidrei Torah. We don't accept this whole Sidrei Torah, and therefore, and that's the minhag olam, that if something is found on a woman wipes herself, and she sort of sees dam on the tissue, so that's it. So it's okay. And usually, Rabbi Body points out it's only an external wipe, where she does. We were talking about what if she goes a little bit inside, you know. So I like to say over the Chasam Sofer that he wanted to say if it's not too deep, then maybe it's also like considered like a kesem, And then he was closing the bow, but MZ Binder Shlita, he pointed out to me on Friday in our phone conversation that if you look in the Sidra Tara, what, Kufpe Gimel Bays, this is from MZ Binder of Chicago, hopefully soon from New York, but right now, Ace Koneb of Chicago. Soon, hopefully, to come to New York, as Hashem, but Ka'is Chodeb Chicago, that the Sidra Tara says that Svara as well. That if it's not too deep, you know, so then might it still might have been a din of a Kesem, and MZ's point, yeah, and he wasn't closing bone. So once in a while, maybe you could use that as a Svara B'Shas HaKak. That if sometimes women go a little bit deeper to see if they see something, like everybody points out, they become curious, and then they do a little bit deeper, and then that's a little bit more deep. So even though it's already not so, but if it's Malkum Tzorek, maybe you'd have that svara that if it's not like mamish, like a bedika, then it would still be considered like an external life, and then it would have a bit of kesem and it would have a tuk. Okay, so I'm glad we were able to say the Torah in memory of our final kohen, Tukla Yoger Aleinu, and tremendous, as I said, a tremendous loss in Klal Yisrael, because in this generation, people like to just, you know, cruise by. You know what I mean? Like, a melis is not the biggest value that people put into it. And that's what the Chazan Ish, in his famous letter, about how come people don't learn Marshaw in this generation. You know, so it's like first letter in the Igros Chazan Ish. Because Marshaw, you have to work on. You know, it's not, you can't just sit down in bed with a Marshaw. It's not going to go. You have to really, you know, work on it. This generation, people are shtickle lazy, maybe more than shtickle. And that's why you have to learn slowly with Havana. And that's this. Okay. Now, there are more things that I wanted to show you. In this packet, first, if you look in the supplement on page 8 and page 9, supplement. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Yochan Sicha Anitze Pishtan Psula. So if you made schach out of Pishtan, so you took from the ground the sticks of where they make the linen from, flax. So it's pasul. So why? It's not so. Rashi says there in Sukkah, Sikha Banite Pishtab Sula, Shekain Ruya Litami Vinagoy. So that's another interesting halacha that when we say, we're not knowing so much because we're not eating, we're not going into the mikdash, and that we're not even going into the Mokam HaMikdash, and we're not doing these things, right? So what's one of the two main halachas that you have to know? Hilchas Tuma V'Tara B'Zman Hazeh is schach, to know if your schach is kosher, and ksamim for nida.
What
the
kelly is?
Maybe. But these are the two main: sukkah and nida. So Rashi has that same chiddush here that. Rashi has the same chiddush that if something is mekabel tumas negayim, it also is pasul uschach. So that's reminds us of the Tosas in Nida. And then on page 9, the Rambam, he gives a different shot. Of why you can't use the Anitze Pishtan, not because of Tumas Nagoy. Page 90, Sikha Bakishta Aitsalo, Bakasam Velo, Lifto Shayr Shadain Aitsu, in Dakvanofatam, Aim Sakhim Bobination, the Stanis to Rosso. So here's the Kiddush of this. There was something, Schach has to be Gedula Karka. It's not Gedula Karka. But if you did something to it, that it's Nishtane. So even though it's Gedula Karka, but it doesn't look like it's Gedula Karka anymore because it's Nishtane. So that's the reason of the, not because of Tumas Saras. And Tosis, and then Ravid gives another shot. Ham Acher Yesh Lano Mzev Mashanim Nitzay Pishan Ruim Litein Osam Bekarim Uksosos. In other words, you could fill up a pillow. You know, you need to put something in the pillow. You can fill up the pillow. So Mekabel Tumo Day Dover Acher. Okay, but that's. Oh, I was once at a wedding in Toronto, and I was sitting in front of Harari would be here. He would be able to come in soon. He came in from Toronto. I appreciate this. So I was sitting next to Dr. Judah. Who's Dr. Judah? You know Dr. Judah? He's a urologist in Toronto. And he's also the son-in-law of the late Gaon Rav Pilchus Hirschsprung Zatzal. He's his son-in-law. So he's like a big bucky. Rav Shechter likes his bikkias. So he threw out a riddle at the table. He says, we know Bava Kama, Bava Tzia, and Bava Basra, right? So where else in rabbinic literature do we have the concept of Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra?
Caitlin, Tosefta Caitlin.
Well, you see, you should have been there. You see? You're real awesome. You should have been at the wedding in Toronto 70 years ago. Meaning, in other words, on page 10, the Tosefta and Caitlin is very big. So they decided to divide the Tosefta and Caitlin into three parts. The first part, they call it the Bava Kama of the Tosefta of Kalim. The middle part is the Bava Metzia of Tosefta Kalim. And the third part is the Bava Basra of Tosefta Kalim. Right. Tosefta. Do you have the supplement in front of you?
I see the Tosefta of Mishnayis.
Right. Okay. So this is one of the sources. This idea of that something that is disposable, it's not makabel tumah. So where does that come from? So Rav Moshe Feinstein is known, but he didn't make it up. So, right. So he talks over here. Levis for Esrog with the last Yvesha, page 10, third line. Shekach Latilas Lomadbeb is an offer. There's all types of kalim that are made like from like parts of the vegetables. You know, you take something from the tree, it says a receptacle. They can make an esrog from the shell of the esrog or something like that. And you put. So Tahorim. They're tahor, even though there's a receptacle. So, and the Rambam quotes this. On page 11. Miklipas harimo, egos, omon. Also, Caleb and Halefes, Esrog and Allah, Savation, Kokum, Lomom, him, Kokes, and Hintorm, Lufisha, Yamadu, Yamadu, Elisman, Muat. Because these things, was if you make it from a nutshell, that could last forever. But if you're making it from an Esrog, you know, and things like that, Yefsha, Yamadu, Elisman, Muat. It's not going to last. Even though, you know, as my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Yagid, Shlita, said over from Rabbi Tendler, the name of Ramosha Feinstein in Russia, he was able to preserve an esrog for 3 years. It was, you know, it's not like today we get Baruch Hashem, esrogim. It wasn't like that. So he wanted to have an esrog. So he was able to preserve the same esrog for 3 years. Okay. And this is like the shell of the esrog, you know, the clip of the esrog. So he says it's not makabel tumma because it's not going to last. I mean, I guess it's not going to last unless you do something, you know, and there are other sources here. So that's that idea of the estrog and is from this Tosafta and Kalim in Bav Metzia. And there are other sources, other Rambam, maybe it's in the first packet. Yeah, page 21. Rosh Hashanah likes to quote the Rambam on page 21. It says the third line of that Rambam Halacha Zayin: "Kena Kerem Shul B'Shtamish Ba Mashlicha." You have a horn. You use it to drink from, and then you throw it away. It's not like your thing that's going to last for 10, 15 years, this metal thing that you have there. It's like his thing. It's your thing. You can throw it out. It might fill up a little bit more from you, and then soon it's going to be in the garbage. So that's not Makamu Tumma. That's why we try not to use it for Kiddush. Try not to make Kiddush out of that. That's why go away for Shabbos in the mountains. You should bring a real becher. So I had that Wayu Shabbaton recently. So everyone was borrowing my becher because they didn't bring bechers. And I made sure to do two things: to bring wine, because usually you go to camps. The camps don't allow wine. You have to bring your own wine. I bring the Moscato cans. Because I follow Shita, you can open up the cans on Shabbos, because it's disposable. So I bring Moscato. We were walking on, who was walking with me on Friday night? We saw the truck, Moscato can truck. Yeah, St. Nicholas, he has, and the other place also, on Broadway. They sell those. It's not coveted to give us a present so much, but if you have to go away and if you don't want it to break, once it happened, I was going right before COVID to go for Shabbos. Went to West Hempstead actually for Shabbos and Bar Mitzvah. It was the last normal Shabbos, like before COVID. And I put this Moscato in the bag. And then all of a sudden, like, I heard a crack. And I looked inside, and all wine was all over I was thankful it didn't happen when we got there, because then I wouldn't have no clothes to wear. But it happened there. So from then on, I make sure not to put it in the bag with the clothing, put it in a separate bag. But or even better, when you're going away, it's not like you have to give a present to somebody. It's just going to the mountains for Shabbos or something like that. We'll bring my my Moscato cans. But to try not to make. Also, it's a chiddush, this idea of double cups that you can double up the cups. There are those that say it, but it's also a shtickle chiddush. It's also disposable. One cup is disposable, two cups are disposable.
What's the bucket for?
I can, when you come to my apartment next time, I can show you where the story is brought down about the two cups. I don't know a Kadmon that really said such a thing. People are into that. Oh, man, two cups. It's like the word is like zero, 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 like someone said. No. So this is the.
It's a little different to recognize one question.
But if you're saying the word is that it's disposable, so two is also. So carriage who mishtamish. Oh, and also there's a famous chazal, just that Shabbos of Rachim, his life. So the famous chazal in Medrash, what is it? Yovan made a gzeira. Kisru lachen, nu. Karen ashor. So some say, Rabbi Fran likes to say this, so I don't know who the first one who said it. What does that mean? So some say, I think Rabbi Fran likes to say it over that, the Karen Ashore was used as like a baby bottle. So the idea was that they wanted that the kids as young age should be indoctrinated with this idea of Ein Lechem Chelek V'Elokei Yisrael. So you see that they used to use the Karen, so that's what the Rambam's talking about. That the Karen would use it as a cup, and then they would throw it away. So, and then the discussion is whether there's a din of Tikkun Mana by its disposable things. Hold not. The only question that Rav Harfness had on this is because it says in Gemara Beitza, if you make a toothpick on Shabbos, you have chatas. So someone said to me, it could be the toothpicks, you tell me, Gabriel, toothpicks was not chazal, maybe they were not disposable. But today, you use a toothpick. Yeah, so that's why. But in a chambi, it would be disposable.
Hours,
yeah, maybe you know they used it to you know, it wasn't
wash it,
they'd use it indefinitely, right? So that's why. But maybe in a Hanami, if like Rabbani in one place has a mashmos like that, but if you want to say that there's the disposable things don't have a din of Tikkun Mana, so the only kasha on that is Rav Harfus put out is that Gemara. And maybe that Gemara is not such a kasha because it could be that. The question is how definitive Rav Goodman said to me. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe it's not strong enough of. I like this idea that it's disposable things. That's my shita about disposable things, not to use. So it works for kula and luchum. Therefore, you shouldn't use it. For the Tilas Yadayim, Kiddush, and all these things.
But you can open it on Shabbos. That was what you said with the.
Right. I was, you know, in the Sukkah, the Lower East Side, they have a communal Sukkah downstairs. So usually people bring the Tilas Yadayim cover. One night, maybe the second night of Yantif, there was only a disposable thing there. So I didn't want to hold up everybody. So I just used it. It was second night, or Kal place. So I used the Fatina Siadayim. The first night they had a real cup in the sink there. Okay. So that's so the next thing we have to do is about paper. The whole famous discussion of the Nodihu, the Sidrashara, and the Nodihu, the Sun. So that's coming attractions in these packets. Okay, so Bezushem Shir on on Wednesday, Bez Hashem. Thursday's not, you know, Thursday's, if anyone is in Kew Garden Hills on Thursday morning, I give my annual shiur as Shem Siyata Kishmaya on in Kew Garden Hills. So if anyone's in the Queens area, so we can stop by. But hopefully it'll be recorded also. Okay, have a good day to everybody.
Maybe we can use those plastic fancy cups.
Those passive fancy cups that they sell in Mason City, it's all things cold. We serve it on Shabbos, we give it out, you know, we put it on the table with the cups for the guests.
No, that is. But they should be making Kiddush.
So I don't make Kiddush on that.
The guests do.
Guests don't make Kiddush.
Oh, to give them for their.
Yeah.
Okay, but for like Lila Seder, a lot of people use disposable cups if they don't have.
Yeah. Right. So that's such a big duff.
I want to ask Rebbe, someone quoted Rebbe.
What did I say?
That under the chuppah, the reason why they have the